Hey, how's it going, everybody? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And yes, you are in fact listening to the one and only Carolyn and Joe show, and that means it's Tuesday, damn it. It's Tuesday. I love Tuesday.
What do you love about Tuesday?
I love that on this Tuesday, we have the return of Mr. Mike Bovey. How's it going, Bovey?
Fantastic, how are we?
We're doing pretty well, man. One thing I do remember from the last time you were on, I think you Facebooked one of us, and you were saying like, oh, I remember.
So nasally.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I hate the way I sound.
It's like Lois from Family Guy.
It's from what?
Yeah.
Is it? You can hear your voice now though? Does it sound like exactly?
Yeah, I'm nasally.
Is it just one of those? Because I feel like I'm nasally.
No, I'm.
I'm like, I always feel like I talk like, hey, how's it going, guys? Actually, there's no difference when I did that to my nose at all. Apparently, I'm just naturally nasally.
Have you ever tried the Breathe Right strips?
Those things are awesome.
What is that? Is that the Booker T?
Yes. The things you put on your nose, those are awesome. Oh, my God.
Do they, like, help you not snore or whatever?
They just help you, you know,
they
sleep
help you
better.
Breathe?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've never tried them before.
I should be a spokesman for them.
You should be a spokesman.
Yes. Nasally? Not nasally.
Does your voice sound different when you wear the Breathe Right strips?
I don't know.
I definitely want to try that while on the radio show. Then maybe my voice will sound different.
I think you need to try that when you sleep.
Yes, because then I won't snore. Wait, is that supposed to protect us from snoring?
No, you need that whole, like...
I need, like, a gas mask on my face.
Yeah, that beer.
I need, like, a sock in my mouth. This is what's going to happen.
A sock in the mouth.
So, Carolyn, what's happening this weekend? Let's get right to it.
Okay, this weekend.
Do you really need that touch just to tell us what's happening this weekend?
I just want to read it properly. October 8th through 10th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, folks. We are going to be at New York Comic Con.
Oh, good job, baby. It's not that type of show, man. It's not that type of show. All right, continue.
We have a panel on October 8th, and it's at 11:15 in the morning. Come one, come all, to our panel. It's called The Other Side of the Table, and you're all invited.
That's right, New York Comic Con, right? We're opening the New York Comic Con.
And you get to announce.
I get to announce.
Welcome to New York Comic Con.
Now sit down.
Now, are you opening like dark match opening or like, you know?
I'm
like,
saying this is the opening. We're opening it. We're opening the thing.
We're cutting the ribbon.
Okay,
we're
cool. Right on.
We should actually have a ribbon and cut it.
Not a dark match, but like actually, that's good.
This is a televised event.
It's a televised event because we have
main eventers at our panel too, which should be great because we're there. We're main eventers. Already.
So, you know, that's coming up this weekend. So join us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Anyone who's in the New York area, definitely come check it out.
Or even if you're not in the New York area, I know some people coming from all over. Everyone's coming.
And we are gonna try to record this thing in some fashion and let it loose.
Record, film it, yep.
Yeah.
So then the following weekend, on October 16th and 17th, we're going to be in Pittsburgh. We're going to be there at the Pittsburgh Indie Comics Expo.
Bo, have you ever been to Pittsburgh?
No.
Yeah, what's your idea of Pittsburgh?
I don't even want to get started because I'd probably offend people.
Go ahead and offend.
Man,
this is the show.
This is your outlet.
That's the type of show we're at.
Are you serious?
What does that mean? Are you serious? I'm never serious, Bobby.
Look, I'm a football fan, and
oh, you're going to take it to sports, like a sports thing.
Much like Philly, it's just I just couldn't imagine living there.
Now, are you really that hardcore of a sports person where it's like you speak in the terms of we?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like we almost made it. Like, oh, man,
absolutely.
Fuck that team. We had them so close.
Yep.
I do think that the Steelers is a pretty dirty team.
Exactly.
What does that mean?
They're not as dirty as the Philadelphia Eagles, though. To me, they're like a super dirty team.
No disagreement, but you put them both in the same sentence, and it's indicative of like the town and the people.
It is true. When we were there, there was a lot of
devotion. They have devotion. Yeah. The Steelers fans, I will say, we walked in. First place we went to there is McDonald's, and that McDonald's was decked out in Steelers janks. It was like that gold and black color or whatever, yellow and black, and they had that everywhere. And basically, you know when people overly decorate for Christmas? Okay, it was like that, but for Steelers at a McDonald's. It was intense.
Oh God, that's so sad.
Hey man, they have some team spirit. I'll give them that.
I'm glad for them. Oh.
Is that the level? Is that like too much? Like if you're a sports fan, Bobby, like you see someone that's completely decked out. Yeah. Is there a certain level where you're like, all right, that's. Yes. I'm not that big of a fan.
Yes.
What level is that? Do you know
like,
anyone
like that?
What crosses
the line?
When you're boxers. You know? The stuff people can't see are the team spirit.
Like a Redskins bra
you're
or something like
that. Look, I got my pussy bedazzled with a Redskins.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or bejazzled or whatever.
My second undershirt is a Redskin shirt also.
I bet a lot of guys would get turned on by that. I mean, in fact, you know, now with the whole, like, fantasy football thing this year, I've heard that women are actually being turned away from sex. It's a big national phenomenon now.
Is that what's happening, Bovi, in your professional opinion?
Women
being turned away from sex because of the overexcitement of football and fantasy football?
I wouldn't know. I don't do fantasy football, so.
Well, let's just put it this way. It's a national phenomenon going on currently, right now, as we speak. What happens is, like, guys will be watching football, and then their lady, you know, comes up to them, maybe starts kissing them, you know.
Sure.
You know, wants to do something.
Yeah.
And the guy ends up turning them down.
Well,
you know, football,
I mean,
I guess, is more important these days.
Do you think that's just a power play? Is that just
maybe these women have bad timing, but I know it's like this phenomenon I've been reading about on the internet, and I've been hearing it everywhere.
Is that bad timing, Bovi?
All I'm saying is, look, 3 hours out of 1 week, you know, it's like, good Lord, you can't just wait. I'm just saying.
So you would turn someone down?
I'm not.
If a pretty lady was on top of you,
let's bring it to the next level.
Game.
Let's bring it to the next level, Bobby.
I have done that.
What is?
I'm serious.
How much does a girl?
You.
How much does a girl have to do to pull you away from a game? To what extent? Like basically just stand naked in front of the TV, or if she does that, would you just be like, sit the fuck down? You're like, move, get out of the way.
I mean,
get out the way, bitch.
There are other activities that could take place, you know. You know, I don't want to be too graphic.
No,
but,
just be graphic, man.
You know,
it's the internet. There's no censorship on the internet.
You know, she could take care of a few things while we're watching the game.
Like make a sandwich?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what?
Make a Bovi sandwich.
Make a great sandwich. That's right.
Bovi, don't hold back because our show is listed as explicit on iTunes.
Yeah, I'm very more, you know, toned down than I used to be. Sorry, it's a natural habit.
No, that's cool. I'm not trying.
It's a natural habit.
I'm not trying to force
it's
you to
so
do anything.
Bad,
I'm just telling you just to let loose. But we don't have to force any words out of you.
You know, it's like you can take care of something. You know, I could watch, you know, football while you're taking care of something else, and then
like making breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely. Or a sandwich, or, you know,
or like eating some sausage.
Exactly.
Some sausage, a little kielbasa.
Absolutely.
But see, what if in that situation, like, you get pissed off? You jump up and, no!
That's the risk you run.
You might get scratched or something.
That's the risk you run, you know?
She, like, chips her tooth, and you're like, I'm sorry. She's like, I'm sorry, keep, but you're like, keep going.
You good to go?
All right. We have a timeout.
Would that be, like, some craziness if, like, you're overly excited about football and something else that's being taken care of?
That's a dream come true right there.
That'd be great, yeah.
That's like a multiple orgasm at the same time.
Yeah, actually, I watched a pay-per-view while getting it on once for wrestling.
Yeah. So you're like, wow, I had to pay for this, and this one's free.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a wash, actually.
You broke even.
Just
kind of
even out.
You're like, baby, I got this pay-per-view for you. Now you're not watching.
Yeah.
Come on.
Let's work on the submission moves.
Well, I think, like, it is a power play by these women that are taking part in this. Because it's like, obviously this guy's watching football. You know, it'd be one thing if he was watching, like, classic ESPN. And you're like, you're like baby, this game was on 20 years ago, you know?
No disagreement.
But if it's a fresh, new, you know, whatever, Sunday night,
absolutely.
Monday night football thing.
Absolutely.
You know, you gotta know when it's appropriate.
Like I said, 3 hours out of a week. Is that so much to ask?
See, I think
do have time.
The women just want to know
exactly.
If they're
Thank
able
you.
To take the guy away.
Halftime, 12
see,
minutes.
That's exactly what I think it is. It's like, you know, they see a game, they just want to be the center of attention. Women
you.
Just want to be the center of attention about that
then
situation.
Then how come it's
or
this
girls
whole big
do,
phenomenon now with the fantasy football and all these men, I guess, are addicted
but
to it.
Tell me about this fantasy football. Like, Bobby, you've done it before, but I've never done fantasy football. And everyone's always telling me or talking behind my back about, like, fantasy football. And I'm like, what is... So you... play. I don't even know how you play this.
It's a waste of time. That's all like, it is.
But what do you describe it though? What do you do? Like, do you sign up?
Yeah, you put your name, email, whatever, you get on there, and then you pick people and teams, defenses, and then your people, you know, score touchdowns and get yards, and then that's equivalent to points.
So, like, if you choose your own team.
Yep.
Do they have to all be on the same team?
No.
So it can be, like, anyone.
Exactly.
That's
and you do a draft, just like you would have a real draft in the NFL.
So some people can't have the same players.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's all luck of the draw. And then, you know, like I said, you got Tom Brady and then Santonio Holmes and other players, et cetera, et cetera. And then every week they get points, and then you have a online fantasy matchup. It's
Is this something that did you do this at one point?
I did it for 1 year, like the first year it came out, like 10 years ago or whatever.
How was your experience in your first fantasy football league?
It was horrible.
Why? What made it so horrible?
Such a waste of time.
You're just. Were you as
How
excited?
How much time did you devote to this?
As much as I could, because it looked interesting.
Yeah. But, see, all I hear these days is just guys talking about fantasy football, and like it seems like they can't think about anything else.
Yeah, it's sad.
What is the final outcome? Like, what do you win? Do you win like
sometimes money.
Oh, I mean,
that's worth it.
Yeah,
you know.
Like, but how much money?
It depends on how much you put in.
Is it worth it enough to? You have to get a big pool of people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, so it's not just like facing anybody in the whole.
No, you can do that. You can. There's so many variations. It doesn't matter. There's free leagues, and then there's, you know, big money leagues.
And people are treating it as if they are like Tom Brady.
Of course.
Like in real life, you know, like. And I'm like, you don't even play football in real life,
football
man. You just sit on your ass. And then I hear people complain about it. They'll be like, yeah, man, I had whatever this player. And then they're like, man, he sucks, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
He didn't score me any points. And I'm like, in my head, I was like, dude, that guy is actually in the real NFL.
Yeah.
And he doesn't suck, like, you know, he's actually really playing football.
He's cream of the crop.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, and he's just your player on this fantasy dinky team that doesn't even exist in real life.
Yeah, and you're a fat ass sitting on the couch.
Exactly. And then I overheard these people today talking about their fantasy football picks and saying how bad they were, and then saying all these players sucked. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, dude, you're just sitting on your couch.
You're
watching
like, dude,
this.
You suck.
Yeah.
I'm like, you suck. Go run a mile.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or, I mean, you don't have to run, but, you know, do something.
And walk it.
Yeah, walk a mile.
Just watch somebody walking
a
mile.
Do some push-ups.
You know?
Yeah, and then also, like, this whole thing now, these guys, I don't know, I just feel like, on top of that, these women aren't getting sex because of guys playing video games.
Well,
on
I
top
can take
of
care of that for them.
That's going to be your new business.
Like, yeah, man, you should,
that's what you do.
You should
this
get
is what
these
you do.
Women
you
who,
track
like,
down everyone who's on that league
yes.
that connected to a girlfriend, and you just show up.
Yes.
And
how are you doing?
And then
you're like, you know, I'm not really into fantasy football.
Yeah.
You should start, it should,
on?
You should be have, you should have, like, your own league. Like,
the movie league.
Yes. Salvation has arrived.
See, but that also
testify.
You just disappeared during the games.
Exactly.
That'd be the perfect because if the guys aren't paying attention,
exactly.
They can
oh yeah,
just,
they would never even notice that their nope. girlfriend's gone.
They're Trust like, me. Oh, I'm just going to go to the store. Can yeah. I get you something? shut up! I'm watching the game.
That's right.
And they come
3 hours.
See, they come back all happy. See, how many can you do in 3 hours, man? That's a lot.
You can do a lot.
Yeah, I can do a lot.
I think that's a new business.
3 hours, let's say 60 minutes in an hour, 5 minutes a session. Shit, 12, 24, 36.
Yeah. See, what you need to be thinking about is how much, that's like, what? I'd say $300 a session, so that's three times.
Yeah, and then if you had repeat customers, you could always, you know, cut it down a little bit.
Exactly, you gotta treat the, you know, the past clients right. Yeah, see? Maybe throw some parties. They can have their own parties too.
Yes.
Exactly. The oh, slumber parties.
You call it the fantasy. You'll call it the fantasy football. Yeah, you just call it the same exact thing. Fantasy football for women.
I think that's a great idea. But also, you can tap into like the
market. In,
you can tap into
He's gonna
the
tapping
market
a lot, man.
You can tap into the market of like guys who play video games all the time, and the women are getting upset now
sure.
on that because. they just see their guy playing video games, and then, you know, maybe they want to, like, strip for the guy, like, yeah, while he's playing games, and then the guy pays no attention to them.
Well, maybe they should do something a little bit more appropriately, or, you know, work on techniques of certain said things.
Maybe, but then at the same time, I have to say, I do know a lot of guys who all they do is play video games. Like, I'm not talking about, like, an hour a day or for a little release. I'm talking about, like, all night, all day.
Yeah.
Like, they don't live a real life. They live their life inside a video game.
Yeah, yeah. Trust me, it's worrisome.
That's what
happens when StarCraft and all that stuff comes out.
Hey, let's leave
StarCraft alone.
Needs to have his fantasy league and his fantasy babes, and, like, you know, you could totally tap into that.
But there's nothing wrong with a few hours of StarCraft a day.
As long as
it's a few hours.
Exactly, that's it. That's all I ask.
No, I think it gets to be an addiction if it's, like, over 3 hours.
Yes. Yes, no disagreement. But StarCraft 2 is so... very good game.
Gotta keep that one. That's sacred.
Yeah,
sacred game. I remember
a sport in Korea.
It really is.
It is.
Dude.
Yeah,
Olympic sport.
Do you know a lot of girls that play video games?
No,
like, you know, zero girls that play.
Sure,
video
games. Sure, they're out there.
That's like a...
because now I heard, like, oh, you know, Facebook has those whatever Farmville and stuff.
Ugh.
They said that those are like female oriented games. So basically all those games on Facebook, if you see somebody playing those constantly, you're always asking, like, so and so sent you a horse.
Yes.
So and so wants you to trim their field or something, you know, like.
Let me just say that all those fields get untrimmed and all those horses get untamed. There's a lot of them stacked up on my Facebook account.
I have, like, on my Facebook, I have, like, absolutely, like, none of those have been answered.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Just all, like, just staying there.
Why do you keep sending them to me?
So-and-so sent you a hatched egg.
Yeah. You're part of, you need to join this person's team for Mafia Wars and all that stuff. I don't understand any of that.
Trust me.
Well, basically, there are a lot of females.
I trust you.
There are a lot of females that are addicted to those games, so those are more female friendly. And basically, what I've realized is that a lot of people who you wouldn't expect to be playing video games do.
Yes, absolutely. Trust me.
Makes me wonder.
So that's the same thing with maybe, you know, everything else.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
We're just gonna all be one big video game soon.
It's gonna be like a Lawnmower Man.
Yes,
or
that would be great.
Everyone just lives in lives inside the virtual reality.
They're like, you need to plow my field.
I don't even think people
like slavery.
People don't even care about virtual reality anymore. It's not even a factor.
Nope.
I don't even know, like, virtual reality. What was that even supposed to be?
I don't know. It was,
like,
cool at King's Dominion.
It was cool when you're,
now
like,
there's
oh,
augmented
now
reality.
Now I'm all pixelated. I'm QB.
Wish I was pixelated. <It'd be> awesome.
so yeah, like, whenever I've ever, like, I've always overheard everyone just, like, the first line is like, so how'd your fantasy football go yesterday? You know, they talk about all serious
every
stuff
Monday,
like that.
Man, I'm serious. Every Monday, it's like half of the stuff I hear at work is fantasy football stuff.
Don't they have a fantasy, like, fantasy for wrestling, professional wrestling? They have a fantasy
Sure, they have fantasy everything now.
Everything should be a fantasy.
Like fantasy football, where you draft your friends who draft players. I'm sure. That's so bad.
So let's
makes
let's,
my brain. Hurt.
Let's bring it back to
let's
Facebook.
bring back to Philadelphia, right?
Yeah, to Philadelphia. Oh yeah, we're still talking about the tour.
Wow.
What's the next tour?
Did we?
It was like
no, it wasn't
tangents.
Philadelphia.
It was Pittsburgh.
Yes, that.
Okay, all right. So October 16-17, Pittsburgh Indie Comic Expo. Be there. And then on October 24th, we have DC Counterculture Festival.
Back in DC.
At RFDs. Yes, be there.
What day is that?
October 24th.
So is that the last day for the last day of the tour for October?
For now, until if we ever get...
Because next week is Halloween. No one wanted to book anything for Halloween.
Well, you know, there is a Comic-Con on that date. It's Long Beach Comic-Con California, but we're probably not going to make it out for that. But, you know, that's the end of our tour as we know of, but there could be some holiday handmade marts or... some holiday events coming up. I can't guarantee, but, you know, because there's always, like, that rockin' shop and stuff like that, so those might pop up, but as of now, basically we have New York next week.
A couple in 4 days.
Yeah,
no,
and then,
3 days, actually.
And then Pittsburgh the following week, and then on October 24th we have the DC Counterculture Festival. So those are the 3 dates I can confirm.
It's funny who you meet at some of these It's funny who you meet at some of these shows, Bobby. People really do come out of the woodwork sometimes at these conventions.
Like who? Let's give examples.
Uncle Uter would pop up, and then he would hang out.
Nice.
You know, and I got some people that I used to work with, and some random. You know, I think Carolyn and I are changing people's lives.
That's good.
I think we're inspiring them to be something.
We are inspirational. Two people from my improv class, which I haven't even taken improv in a year, came this past weekend at Crafty Bastards.
Yeah, see, that
was like,
cool.
Whoa. I was like, whoa.
I had to work all day.
It's okay. You got money.
No, it was not okay.
Well, I mean, I'm
Are we allowed
saying...
to say what you do? Can we break? What do you do? Dominate? World dominate?
World domination?
Yeah. But not, not anymore.
Long time ago, you used to do, like for tuxedos or something like that?
Yeah, that was horrible.
How was that, though? That seems like it's something like you can get a lot of good stories out of.
I mean...
Was this, like, during, like, prom times? You had to size people up and shit like that?
It was more just, like, watching, like, one out of every 99 or 100 couples come in and, like, you never would... I mean, you could just tell they would never work out. And you just see
You're
the
like, they're gonna get divorced.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wrong
so,
man.
Could you tell? Like, how could you tell? Like, what were your signals?
When
what
the couples weren't engaged. It was so apparent.
What do you mean when
Wait,
they weren't
engaged? Wait, for tuxedos?
Because the dude would come in and sit down and just be like, ugh.
Oh, not engaged like they didn't care.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yes. Sorry, I guess that wasn't the best term to use.
Yeah, I was like, so why are they getting sized for tuxedos if they're not engaged?
It's like,
yet?
We're just doing this for Halloween.
Yeah. No, but
they're
like
we're
said,
not going to get married, but
I mean, that was
So
just
you mean
telltale.
The guy wasn't just the guy just didn't give a shit or yep. the
But see, that's,
did the girl ever seem disinterested?
No.
The girl was always all about it.
Absolutely.
But see, the guy was like
every
just,
time 100%.
The guy just didn't give a shit. Yeah. Wow, really? 99 out of 100 guys just didn't give a shit? So what about that one guy out of 100 that like was all about it? Was he all like, yeah, I'm going to get married, this is awesome.
Absolutely.
And that guy's going to keep the marriage alive.
Yep. Well, I shouldn't say that, but she'll definitely be the one cheating, not him. So.
And she's the one like,
so there was like one guy out of 100 that was all like, yeah, I'm so pumped.
Exactly.
And does this guy have to be like filthy rich?
No.
And she's just like ugly and she's hot?
No. It's just that, like I said, you know. If it doesn't work out, she'll be the one who cheats because he's all pressed over that. And the other 99 ones, he'll be the one who cheats because he's the one who's not really engaged in the whole thing. So,
see, that's weird because, like, I don't know about, like, other guys in this whole entire world, but they don't really, a lot of people don't really seem excited to go shopping, like, with women to see, go through clothing.
Well, I'm not a big fan of spending money. That,
oh, not spending money, but yeah, I don't like, you know, that's not, unless, you know. Actually, part of me does enjoy spending money.
If it's something that's necessary, but, you know.
What are these necessary things?
Let's see. Food.
Oh, I thought we were talking about spending money on, like...
Like lingerie or something?
Yeah.
Oh, that's necessity also.
or you can just wear nothing.
See, a lot of times whenever I go, like, with Carolyn to, like, stores or even, like, in any, like lingerie place like that, I always see those guys that are just standing there and, like, looking around like, I shouldn't be here.
Oh, you should be there.
And then, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You think about it, you're, like, in the gold mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, and also then you should be with someone that's, like, going to be like, hey, how does this look?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, wow.
Yeah.
But then these other guys, I think they're gay, man.
Yeah, trust me. It's like, how can you feel awkward in there? This is what she's going to wear for you, you know?
But see, they have too much of that wanting to be a man. And be like, no, let me go over to the sporting
That's less of wanting to be a man. What's more than wanting to be a man than to see what your girl's going to be in?
You know? I was like picking on other guys that are always trying to be like manly. And I'm like, trying not to like, they're like trying to be all tough and shit. Like, no. You can tell in the certain words they use. They're always
absolutely.
Like that. I'm like, oh man, you're like a man, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
I always think it's funny whenever
keep trying.
Whenever you walk by Victoria's Secret, you do always see like maybe occasional couple guys just hanging out outside the store.
Like
yeah,
it's like the
creepy.
Club, like it's the club or something, and they're just like spying on them.
That's creepy.
Well, no, but I think they're not like single guys. They're like guys that are
that won't go
the
in.
The guys that are like the husbands that just hang out on the outside. It's weird.
That is weird.
I mean, do you think that they're single guys, or do you think that they're the husbands just waiting in the waiting room?
I think it'd be even worse if it was just a bunch of single guys.
Yeah,
just,
that'd like, be, you know, like that'd
how,
scary.
How, you know, like at the clubs.
Hey, little girl.
But that's. If you, oh. I like pink too.
Fire! Fire!
I got a coupon. Do you want a coupon? These guys get coupons in the mail and they just
you
hang
look
out.
Purdy.
That's scary.
But you know, yeah. to get technical about it, like I'm not really big on a lot of like the Victoria's Secret stuff, like the look of it. I don't know if I were to put it like on like a model or a girl or somebody like that.
It's hit or miss.
It's really collegey now. Yes. It feels like very
well,
much.
Well, that's worse. Just the pink line. If you go further back, they actually have nicer lingerie.
Yeah, you really got to divulge deep into the store.
But what's it like? You have a difference. Right, what are the other lingerie places? You have that. You have like Victoria's Secrets and like Fredericks of Hollywood. Fredericks. Is there any other one that's other than, I guess they're like specialty stores, or you go to a porn shop and they have
exactly.
But you know the porn outfits though, they don't last long. They're kind of like Halloween costumes.
Yeah, they're just like Halloween like stripper. But they're meant to be like pulled off.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ugh. All I wasn't even looking at you. I just heard ugh.
Just sounds trashy.
It's all like neon color and shit.
The worst fabric possible.
That's all like when you see the stripper stuff is always like shiny and like neon color and like you know, might as well just be like on a Barbie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like it's meant for entertainment.
That's true. And just for FYI, when you go to Victoria's Secrets, don't try it on.
Yes.
Don't try it on. Anyone who's listening, don't try it on.
Wait, but who are you talking to?
Anybody.
Don't try on the...
Get anything in there.
Don't try on anything.
Why not?
Trust me.
Well, you gotta
I'll let you stew on that.
Why? Do they have, like, video camera in there or something?
No, it's just, like, the things are not clean.
Oh.
Yeah.
You keep on looking at the desktop.
There's some beautiful women on the desktop. I can't help it.
It's inspiration for when the...
When you see, you know, a naked woman up there every once in a while, it kind of keeps your attention.
He's doing that.
It's like, shit.
It's an artistic nude.
I like it.
Well, I mean, so basically, I would never try on underwear, obviously, there. But
people do. It's weird.
What about bras?
Well, is that what they do, like, in Victoria's Secret?
I
like, the girls.
Bras, but...
Like, girls will try on, like, panties, and then they just put it back into the fold.
Yeah.
And they got, like, their snatch juice all over and shit.
Yeah. They also don't have the protection over it because
sometimes. They're supposed to have protection?
Yeah.
They don't have to, but I have been in stores before, especially when buying swimsuits, and there's, like, a little.
Yeah.
A piece of paper in the crotch area, so it says, like, you know, please remove before wearing, but you can try it on.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never... But why would you have to try on underwear? I mean,
come on now.
You either know you're a small, medium, or large, or extra large. I mean, come on. How big is your butt?
It's not difficult.
It's pretty obvious who's a small, medium, large, extra large, whatever.
I do find it interesting, like, the people who work at Victoria's Secret, like, they're all dressed in black and, like... All tight professional and stuff like that. And sometimes they have like headsets.
Oh, yeah, they have their headsets.
Yeah, I love the headsets.
They're like, oh my gosh, we need new underwear on section 4.
We need polka dot pink. Yes. Polka dot pink 34C up in front.
That's so awesome. Love headsets.
I wouldn't want to work there.
It was only like a few years ago I started realizing people have headsets like it's at stores
now. They have it
like
at those, Old Navy too.
Those are the team leaders.
Yeah.
I work retail. I know.
Team leaders, is that what they call them?
Yes.
Do they
I think I've heard that term.
Do they use the same like terminology? Like, what's your 20?
No, I don't think so. That would be bad, but no, but you know, those are the people who you know, the ones who are really excited about their job.
They're like, I'm a team leader.
That's I'm gonna right. sell I'm so many panties today.
Exactly.
I wonder if they do have like a contest like that every
do they have
day.
A commission thing where like people get more money
I'm sure.
if you sell more?
I'm sure. A lot of retails like that.
Maybe they get all competitive. They're like, I'm the best team leader ever.
That's how it was at that shitty tuxedo place.
They had team leaders?
No, but we, you know, it was commissioned and you had to.
So it was a battle. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
So
that breeds competitiveness.
How was your cell? Did you have a cell like when you were there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's your featured items and you know, things that make you more money. So you obviously push that.
Yeah.
Like, did you? Can you run me through like a good sell, like a great sell that you had? They're like, oh shit, I just made a big sell, a big suit or something like that.
I mean, it's been many years since I've done that, but you know, we had like a Tommy Hilfiger line, which was expensive. And
like,
was it Tommy Hilfiger? That?
What?
You push that?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah,
we got the new Tommy Hilfiger in today.
Absolutely, yeah. You know?
Well, also, it's like, if you, I'm assuming if you were to work at a tuxedo place, I'm assuming that most people that walk through the door, they're interested in buying a tuxedo. It's not like one of those stores that you just kind of roll right in, like, to be like, oh, well, let's check out the tuxedo place. Nope. Like, you're pretty much already guaranteed that you're going to buy something.
Exactly. It's just whether or not you're going to sell something for $1,000 or $200.
I do like tuxedos, man.
Oh, yeah, they're sharp.
They're sharp. But I don't know what it was, like in 2001, all of a sudden I started getting into, like, hey, this isn't high school anymore. I can wear these freaking awesome suits and shit.
Yep.
I don't know what it was in high school. I just wore black and a comic book shirt and jeans.
What was wrong with you?
I was just antisocial. Or I was...
You weren't antisocial.
I'm more or less just didn't have a sense of, like, styling, I guess. Just, didn't really care much,
I
guess.
I wouldn't. Yeah, it's more of just you didn't care.
Yeah. And I guess it was just easier.
And so what?
You're like, I don't care, but I'm going to plan to wear black all the time with my chain.
That was basically my style in like, in high school.
It was like a planned out don't care.
Yeah, it was a plan because I had to but like once I put that flannel on, that shit was tight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once I put, I started that. I'm not gonna say I started the
you
flannel.
You started that?
No, I'm not gonna say.
Oh my god, you started the '90s flannel. Holy
yes,
shit!
Right,
that
here.
Was you. And you right just said here. That you started it.
That's right.
I did stake the claim for wearing cargo pants though. I was like wearing cargo pants before anyone, and I'm still wearing them now, so it's not I didn't follow a fad.
And
you know what
you started flannels.
That's
you
right.
created them.
That's right.
Just like God.
I was there.
How many other people wore flannels, really?
Nobody.
Apparently only you.
Really came to that point, like in high school, where I could have wore like any shirt underneath. I still wore like the same flannel. It was like a cartoon character version of me. It just had a red and black flannel, sometimes a blue flannel and jeans.
Yep.
Then, you also had a green and black coat flannel.
A green and black coat flannel?
Yeah.
That wasn't high school, though.
Oh, when was that?
That was college.
Oh. You expanded.
Nice.
That was like so warm, though. That's nice. A good one. After that, it was just like... After,
yeah, what was that fabric? It's like a fleece?
Yeah, it was nice and warm. Yeah, this is what happened. this is what happened. I got the reason why I had to start, like, I can break down like how come I started wearing like nicer clothes is because I worked at a music store.
Sure.
And then they're like they had a dress code.
Yep.
So I was like, well, I guess I got to go get some nice clothes.
Absolutely.
And I was like, well, I'm going to Ross.
Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna
you're like music and art center changed my life.
I can train because if I'm working at the there was no dress code at the comic book store, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, like Ross has like all different types of like just like these weird
everything.
Yeah, but the thing about Ross is that they only usually have like one of each thing.
Exactly,
it's all like the end of the line stuff.
Yeah, but if you can find something, it's yours, man.
Oh yeah,
this shit's like $2.
Yeah. If you can find something, it's
exactly.
good.
That's with tax.
But it is kind of rough shopping. It's like it's kind of like a large yard sale.
What about like, Marshalls? Marshalls the same thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say so. Yeah.
Ross and Marshalls.
It's been a while since I've been into.
What is it? What's another one like? The not barn, something barn, isn't it? No, not the dress barn. That's
no, dress
different.
Barn isn't like that.
All they have is Marshalls and Ross, or the TJ Maxx is like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd say that's a little like one step up.
What's one step up?
Yeah, because they have multiple copies sometimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they might have like five of one shirt.
Yeah.
So you might get get to choose a size.
Well, now I was gonna say they might have five of one shirt, but like four of them are gonna be 2XL.
You know?
And then there's like a small.
They're all huge.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Whenever I go to Old Navy now and I see like a cool graphic shirt, it's always like all that's left is like extra large and small.
I buy all my shirts off the internet, so I won't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They got some great, like, all my t-shirts are just, like, comic t-shirts. Not kind of like comic book t-shirts, but, like, amusing t-shirts.
Funny shirts.
Exactly. Or sports related. But there's a couple good websites with some funny shit out there.
But no Pittsburgh shirts.
No.
Then they
if Matt Charles was on here, we'd get a battle.
Oh, man.
Really?
We could get a battle.
He's all Pittsburgh.
That's the Matt Charles from...
Yeah.
Wow.
From Revolution Radio.
Really?
I had a radio show with him before. You called on the radio show with me and Uder one time.
Yeah, exactly.
Though.
Yeah.
After that,
I remember that you said it was you and Charles.
Then me and Charles took
that's
over.
Right.
After that.
That's right.
Because he's hardcore. Pittsburgh. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Wow.
probably in like,
dude, I haven't
since that radio show.
I have not seen him. Yeah, like I probably haven't. How many years? Has
I wonder
it been?
If he
like
went to the reunion.
Years? He did.
Oh, yeah, guys, we didn't go to our reunion, by the way.
Yeah,
we had our own.
I slept.
You fell asleep.
Yeah,
like I went to bed.
I did actually.
I called...
dude, not many people went. You know what's so sad? Like, how many people graduated in our class?
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't
but
know
it was probably like a little bit under 1,000, right?
Sure.
What?
I mean, I don't know.
It can't be 1,000 people.
I don't know,
in
but
class.
Okay, but basically, there was our class was big. It was.
It was real big.
Yeah.
It was real big.
These are big bios.
Yeah. It was large.
I can't believe that bios thing. Man.
Classic shit.
We're real big.
These are big, real big.
Real big.
Well, anyway, our class was big. Like a large graduating class. But then, guess how many people went to our reunion? I think it was like 25.
Are you serious?
But then overall, it might have been like 40, because some people bought their spouses and stuff. But it's like...
Spouses.
Yeah. Spouses or boyfriends or girlfriends or wives or husbands or whatever.
Mistresses and...
Yeah. Cats and dogs.
Third girlfriend.
Yeah. Anyway. So, you know, but when it comes down to it, basically 25 people went to our reunion out of, like, I don't know how many people we graduated with, but, you
that
know.
That just tells you something, right?
Quite
there.
A number of hundreds of people, and 25 people went. That's lame. That's, like, one classroom full of kids.
It is one classroom full of kids.
That's just super lame.
Well, hold on, wait. What class are you talking about? 25? They were shoving kids in there like little sardines.
Well, but, you know what I mean. Basically,
yes,
like the equivalent
yeah.
of pretty much.
Well, what was a normal class?
I would say over 30.
Over 30?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I would say at the most maybe even 35.
No, because that's only like 6 rows of 5 desks is 30.
That's true.
Holy crap.
You know? Yeah.
So basically less than a full classroom
yeah.
even went to our reunion. That's
regardless.
Sad.
I mean, that's neither here nor there, but yeah, that's sad.
Well, what are the factors? What was your factor for not going, Bovey? When did you hear about it?
Actually, like a couple weeks beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Not that made a difference. It wasn't like I was really doing anything, but you know, I talk to and hang out with and try and communicate with the people I want to, and all
the people,
those other people, it's like, well,
yeah,
no reason to really.
See, well, like for me, first of all, it was like $85, which when it comes down to it,
yeah, $85
to
go.
When it comes down to it,
and you had to
really,
pay for it online. They had a website.
If I really wanted to go. I might have paid $85 if, like, I don't know what would have had to make me go over the line to actually pay $85, but when I looked at that, I was just like, what? And I don't think they got any, like, full dinner. It was just appetizers with, like, a small open bar. And, like, well, I don't drink, but that's, like, that's
yeah,
kind of a
neither.
Non-factor, but I was still like, I don't want to, I'm like, I don't, $85, I don't, this isn't even, like, a dinner. I'm like, what is this? You know, I'm like, I don't really want to pay $85 to see Chad.
Yeah,
specifically,
thank
like,
you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, like, that's pretty,
thank
that was, like,
you.
Pretty much
our class president.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the
that,
first.
That we, I guess
actually,
we
no, our
life.
Class president was Greg Touchton.
Then what was Chad?
I don't know. I think he was president like the other years, but then Greg got the senior year.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Something like
I
that.
I remember Greg Touchton.
Yeah, Greg Touchton definitely went out being the president when we graduated.
But, like, I don't
but
remember...
But he lives in Guam or something
who's,
now,
who
so...
Who is Alfonso, or, like, I don't
you remember,
remember him.
You remember Alfonso?
Dude, I didn't... I recognize some names, but in the most
half
part...
those names
I didn't
know.
Even know who they were, and
yeah.
I was like, what?
Is
this
the same
like
Braddock?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, when I looked on that list, I was like,
what the hell are these
I know
people?
Noel, Joe...
I mean, like, there were a couple people I would have wanted to see, but no offense to them, but it wasn't worth paying $85 to see them.
No.
You know, if we did something else, like, on the side, maybe I would just hang out
sure.
with them.
Yeah.
But I don't want to pay money to see these people.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's not worth it. Like, it just isn't.
No, sorry.
Like, to me, the thing that I wanted to do was have the reunion back at the school. Like, to me, I wanted to... be at the school as that's how I picture a reunion, you know, in my head.
See, but you like romanticize it. You make it seem like it's like Zach and Miri or something. You
that's
know?
What
like,
exactly what I want is the Zach and Miri, you know, and they play like our old the music from 1999.
Like,
sure, I mean that'd been cool.
But that's like a movie version, you know, like
we should have had a Royal Rumble,
like
actually.
a Romy Michelle. You know, but I mean, like, honestly,
is this a recent thing where they just start not having it at the school or something like that?
Yeah, because nowadays people, I think also there's a thing with the school with, like, you know, you have to sign in visitors and stuff.
Yes.
They want to make sure, like,
well, if we know we're paying, if we're paying, they already know who's going
to
be there.
Yeah, but the school has to be open, and then like Fairfax County taxpayers have to pay to, like, make sure that they have security there, or like a groundskeeper.
Yeah, there's probably that one kid who went ape shit after school and has a list.
But see, to me,
everyone's there.
But you know how
on.
Schools are these days; they're like that. You know, have to sign in, and it's like this big ordeal. And they only want to keep students and faculty in there.
Exactly.
They don't want any outside people there. Even if you did go there, you know.
See, to me, that's not a problem, though. You know what I mean? It's like a reunion. Like a real reunion is like that. Like this is just sort of like, like I don't know. It's like someone's birthday.
But you know, honestly, I feel like that. Like, apparently, they had it at one of those really nice restaurants in DC, which is fine. But what I'm saying is that I honestly feel like they tried to keep people out because it's like, you know, I don't think everyone really wants to pay $85. So in a way, it's like,
yeah, I mean, I guess they kind of
keep out the riffraff, you know?
Sure, sure.
If they want to like have it be a little bit elite,
that's fine.
If that's their motive, fuck them. Because I don't really...
I don't know what their motive is, but I just know anything in D.C., though, is going to be expensive.
Because also, at the end of the day, I don't want to go back to any reunion and have it feel like just like high school. I'm like, oh, great. So I came back here to have the same exact annoyed feeling with these people.
My second reason, besides the price, though, was to be like, well, I don't think I'm going to get anything out of it, to be honest with you. It's just going to be the same conversation of being like, oh, how are you? Oh, how are you? How are you doing? Where do you work?
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm
better
than
you.
No,
you're better than me. I'm better than you. Blah,
yep.
blah, blah. Yeah, that's the key phrase. So, what have you been up to? Oh,
and I'm
really?
Like, dude, I haven't seen you in 10 years.
And then you know how the conversation is going to go, Bovi. Oh, really? Well, I do this. Oh, really? I do this now.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I'm the president of the United States.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only way you can top each other.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather beat my head against the wall for 8 hours.
Yeah, or kick their head up against the wall for eight
that
hours.
That actually I would enjoy doing,
why
yes.
Not, man.
Why not?
But I mean, I just knew I wasn't going to get anything out of it, because the thing is like, the minute you walk out that door, it's just going to be like, oh, well, that was nice. But then you're not going to really, like, care a year from now.
I mean,
you know?
I'd have gone if everybody that I was cool with went and we made total asses of ourselves.
Because
I would have gone and drank a shitload and made a total ass of myself, but I wouldn't have done it myself. But,
see,
you know.
only if it's at the school, though. It'd be
exactly.
If it's at the school.
If it's at the school, I'd have gotten shit-based.
This is how I picture it, Bovi.
This
is how I picture
days.
It. It doesn't matter. This is the fantasy is reality. This is how I picture it, man.
Yes.
We all go back to the high school.
Yep.
I mean, they have the party at the gym.
Yep.
But most likely what we're going to do is we're going to go walk around. We're going to go see Dudleyville.
Yes,
and
exactly.
You know, I'll take a rock bottom for the hell of it.
Hell yeah.
Both of you do a moonsault off the lockers.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
This is your dream
and
reunion
maybe,
right
and maybe like Carolyn will bring like the D's like D's man sign and post
Ooh.
It up. You know what I mean? Like stuff
yeah.
like those are memories that I want
sure,
you want to
sure.
relive that in the spot. That's what
sure.
a reunion is, man.
Absolutely.
And maybe see like those old teachers and like, oh yeah, what are you doing? Are you teaching? Oh yeah, I've run the world now.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Deface the school.
Yeah.
Stuff, yeah.
I mean, that's a reunion, not a birthday party. I mean, birthday parties are cool, but...
Put fishing line through the ceiling.
Yeah, you know, you can do that again, you know what I mean? Put the Undertaker symbol on the ground, or take out tiles from the floor and hit each other with it. That is a reunion.
Or trash lockers.
That is a reunion. Like, not... If I can't
A reunion
have...
is basically destroying the school.
Yeah, those are my memories, you know what I mean?
Actually, the school is going downhill.
I'll put on a match, I don't care.
Hell yeah.
Dude,
hell yeah.
Bovi, have you heard what's happened to Lake Braddock?
Yeah.
I heard that it's like all digitalized now, and the chalkboards are all like a iPod Touch.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise. I haven't heard that, but I've heard that like the school has gone downhill with gangs and.
Oh, really?
It's gone downhill with gangs. It should go up with gangs.
No, but there's been you know like weapons brought to school. I heard faculty members were selling drugs to kids.
Shit.
Yeah,
dude.
I talked to Miss Rufus.
Man,
they're selling drugs to kids.
That's how
bad the salary is for teaching.
Yeah,
man.
I know. Trust me.
I mean, it's
they
wouldn't do
they
that.
They got to sell an ounce of pot to make some money.
No. They got to get.
Is she still working?
That's not it. They got to get a second
so
job, Bovi.
This was a couple years ago.
They have to get a second job.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what job it is.
Do you know what? I honestly believe this, and I've said this, but I haven't said this on the radio show before. So let me just make it official.
Dun dun dun.
I think Lake Braddock went downhill after the class of 2000.
Damn,
I think,
right.
I think we were the best class, seriously.
That's why,
The classes that I saw before us, like, yeah, they're like good, they're all right. But then I swear to God, when our class graduated, we were awesome.
Oh, we were the game changers.
Like, even people that weren't, like, necessarily, whatever, the class president or, like, the most popular or whatever, they still had something to offer. Oh. Like, everyone that we graduated with that was, like, we knew, they had something. I don't know what it was necessarily, but, you know, maybe some people were good at, like, a sport. Some people were good at talking to people. Some people were just good being a funny person. You know, like, people had things to offer, you know?
Yeah, no disagreement, but I think we also, like I said, we defined that school and we changed policies too.
Yeah, like, you know? But then the thing is, because my brother is like 3 years younger,
and
so
my cousins still go to that school.
Yeah, so I get to see it through, like, you know,
sure.
through like that point of view. It wasn't like, oh, my whole connection with Lake Braddock disappeared, but just like I just saw that class or that whatever that school just like downhill so bad, like as soon as we graduated.
Shocker.
I really think class two, but when I look back at like the years of Lake Braddock, because also we were there for 8 years.
Don't remind me.
What?
Wait, no, six no. years. Sorry.
Thank you.
I didn't fail for 2 years. No, I graduated on track. But
I'm sure there were some people that were there for 8 or 9 years.
But no, because our school, like, for those of you who don't know, it's a secondary school, so it was like a middle school. So we spent 7th and 8th grade there, plus 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th of high school there. So we were there for 6 years. Ugh. And that's like a long time to build up, you know, build up yourself there and be there for 6 years. I mean, that's outrageous.
Yeah, but you can also have a hell of a reputation you can build up.
Yeah, I know, but the
that's true. That's because you built your way up for those 6 years,
right,
man.
Climbing
the
ladder.
That's the thing, though. The thing for me that was kind of irritating is, like, I felt so good at, like, the end of my senior year. I was like, yeah, things are going so well. And that's when you had to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, really? I was like, this is when things are great.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but
you also don't want to, like...
You also knew that...
Don't want to stay.
Yeah.
I got to stay here.
Nah.
But you could... It was kind of like you knew it was going to go.
Yeah. Just want to hang out.
Man, the Spanish class, like, I knew I was going to graduate. I already had college lined up and stuff.
Nice.
But I just drifted through that sucker. I just didn't even care. And everyone knew it.
Senior year.
Especially that class, I would say that was my drifter class. But like
every class was my drifter class in senior year.
But
Joe remembers.
But
dude,
basically,
sorry, Joe.
How many classes was I actually in a class with you?
I don't think so.
that's weird. We had PE, but we had PE at the same time, but not in the same class.
I just remember being like totally effed up my whole senior year.
I mean, that's probably true.
Yeah, probably.
But I just remember, like, the
like,
class, but honestly,
I don't even
the
know
class
where your locker
of 2000
was.
At Lake Braddock was so awesome. It really was. And I'm not really that much of a school spirit type person, but I just remember we just took over that whole school. We beautified it, man.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
As soon as we left, man, that place went to janks.
We took over that school.
Which is exactly the reason why on our 20th anniversary, 20th reunion, we should have it at the school. That's all I
Are
want,
you gonna
man.
Plan it? Because if you say that, no one else is gonna plan it. Because no one gave a shit about this past reunion.
I will. Well, to tell you the truth, though, it's like the reunion time was way off. It's like if you're gonna do it, because it's like, well, this is already the beginning of the next school year.
No, but what happened
should be
was,
at the end of the. You know,
from what I observed on Facebook or whatever, is basically someone, I don't remember who, but somebody chimed in and they were like, When is our high school reunion? It's supposed to be around this time. And, like Greg Touchton lives in Guam, and he was supposed to plan it. And Greg, I saw his reply. He was like, oh, sorry, guys, I don't even live in America anymore.
That's
you know?
Awesome. Yeah.
I
have a life.
Like, he was basically, like, saying that.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't live there. He's like, there's no way I can plan this.
So yeah.
And so basically
Chad and Maya
had to step up and plan it.
Carolyn, what did you think of yesterday's Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. I was out living my life.
That was on yesterday?
No.
Okay, cool.
We had a 5-year reunion. Wasn't there something like that? Did you hear about that, Bovi?
What?
It was supposed to be at the pool.
That was one of those things that was like someone's birthday party.
Yeah, that's exactly what this was.
But what happened was it was like everyone was technically invited, but it was only people that knew about it on the internet.
Huh.
Like it kind of just got out an email that was like, hey, we're going to have a pool party.
That's what this was, everyone who was on the internet, because it's not like they promoted outside of Facebook.
Yeah.
You had to be a fan.
It was basically like word of mouth for those who were connected to somebody who was like school spirited.
School spirited.
Yeah, so basically if you're not on Facebook, like someone like Danny, he found out about it through us, but like he's not on Facebook.
I asked Tish like 3 days before the reunion, because like I figure like, oh, he was one of the guys that everyone was all like, oh yeah, Tish, you know.
And
yeah,
so he was like, but best of 2000 or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, so I was like, I was assuming, you know, yeah, because he just got back from on tour and like in wherever, out of the United States. I was like, so are you going to the reunion? He's like, what reunion?
See, nobody,
he's like, there's a reunion this weekend.
I
asked him, like, I was like, are you going to go? Are you going to go? And he, like, you know, took him like 2 days. He's like, I'm not going that shit.
No, of course
see,
not.
But you know what, Joe? Even if our...
I called him on that day. On the day, I was like, we're going to go in that area. You want to go? He's like, no.
Even if our 20th anniversary comes around, and even if it is at the school, honestly, I don't think that people just give a shit anymore. Because there's Facebook, and there's ways of, like, getting in touch with the people that you want to see.
Agreed.
So like, agreed. I just don't think that anyone has it in them. But your whole vision of like romanticizing the high school reunion through like movies and stuff, I feel like it's something that like a past generation did, because they didn't have Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
And so they're all like, let's get together, and like everyone would be all about that. But then nowadays, it's like people just don't care, and then they just are on Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, but I want to see someone like bring in like Bobby Long or something like that.
You basically want to reenact Zach and
I want to reenact, because I was on yesterday too.
Haven't seen it.
Oh my god, Bodie. Oh my god.
I know.
Oh my god. No, I don't mean that in like the, oh, you're a loser. Just, I'm like, oh my god, it's such a cool movie. Yeah, at least I liked it a whole lot. I was a big fan of Zach and Miri. To the point, on this radio show, we almost started every radio show back in the early days with a quote from Zach and Miri.
Nice.
And they're pretty naughty quotes. It was awesome.
Oh yeah, that's
was
right
awesome.
On. Right on.
And there
so,
you go,
so are
guys.
So are you going to plan the 20th reunion?
I'm going to end the show, and I'm going to say I will appoint someone to do that, or I'll have my own reunion.
I'll do it. I'll do it only if everybody who comes takes a rock bottom.
Definitely. And there you go, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you all next week. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Bovi.
Yeah, you know, that's me. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, man. Maybe you'll be on next week. Maybe not.
I look forward to it if I'm welcome.
All right. Everyone have a good night. See you, Carolyn.
See ya.
Bump.